89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Vessel sends shockwaves around the world.
Okay, all righty, let's play some tunes.
Connection by Elastica. Welcome, everyone. This is Daniel Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
And this is, you know what year this is?
2024.
This is the 1995 show. That's right. Have you ever heard that song before, Connection?
No.
Man, you're missing out. That's a good jam. A little kind of like a pop punk band. From the 90s?
You graduated in 95, right?
That is correct.
So, this song came out when you were 18?
17, probably. 18, 17, okay. Something like that.
Math is not fun.
I mean,
I don't know why I did that.
That's fine.
How old were you when this song came out? Tell us on Threads.
Tell us on Threads. That's right. You can just do it. Oh, man, so much stuff happened in 1995. And we're going to get to almost none of it. I did not prepare for this show, so we're just going to wing it. It's going to be fine. So what else? What else we got? We got some, let's just keep going to the music. We got some presidents of the United States of America. We used to call them Pot USA back in the day.
Yeah, you said that yesterday.
Yeah, well, I guess it wasn't a surprise then. We got some No Doubt. Remember them? And then we have a band from a guy who was in the news. Recently.
Then he said he was in the Navy, and I was like, what?
No, I don't think he was in the Navy.
With you, I mean.
No. Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl's Foo Fighters.
Dave Grohl was in the Navy with you? I would have gotten really mad that we hadn't met him before.
No. But he was in the news. He had an incident.
Well, I wouldn't say an incident. It seems pretty on purpose.
Well, I don't know. I don't need to get in this guy's business.
He made it public. It's everyone's business now.
I mean, that's true. I think he was just getting ahead of the story.
Wonder when he's got to name it. It's probably going to be something dumb.
He probably doesn't get to name it, I would guess.
I wonder what she's going to name it then.
Oh, who knows? Find out after this song. Here's This Is a Call by the Foo Fighters.
Visiting is pretty. Visiting is good. Seems that all they ever wanted was a brother. A secret. We can keep it fingernails are pretty. Fingernails are good. Seems that all they ever wanted was a marking. We'll be right back.
She's not, she might be dead.
Oh, wow. I ended that a little early. Lump by the Presidents of the United States of America. Before that, we had Just a Girl by No Doubt. And before that, what do we have? This is a Call by the Foo Fighters. What do you think of those songs?
Not bad.
Not bad. I'm glad. Glad you said that. So I didn't have to. Or some, I don't know. Yeah. So yeah, what else happened in 1995? Anything interesting?
I was not there.
You were not there.
I was actually not present for that.
Why don't we go over some...
Must have missed it.
Some top movies. Some top movies of 95. What do you think? How many of these do you think you've seen?
Probably a lot of them.
According to boxofficemojo.com, the top movies from 1995. Number five, Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. That's the second one.
I only saw the first one.
All right. Number four, Pocahontas.
Haven't seen it.
I have, but I don't remember that movie coming out at all.
I haven't seen it before.
Number three, Toy Story.
Yup.
One. That's right.
I figured.
Number two, Apollo 13. There aren't 12 other Apollo movies. It's a movie about the mission, the Apollo 13 mission to the moon.
Figured.
Okay. It's a good movie. Great one. Number one, what do you think number one is? Batman Forever. They've been making Batman movies for a long time.
Forever?
Since 1989. Or probably since the 60s, maybe, when that TV show came out. Batman? Well, that's a great show. Anyway, this movie was not a great movie. I recommend that you skip it. It's the Jim Carrey, Tommy Lee Jones, Val Kilmer. It's not great.
Doesn't sound great.
Skip it. It's fine. So, yeah. There's that. Why don't we keep on keeping on with the music, with a little bit of, here's a song you may know. It's called Santa Monica.
I am still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtown. I don't wanna be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't wanna be the of your
No, 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 no. Rosalie, Rosalia, Rosalie, Rosalia, Rosalie, Rosalia.
That is...
It's not done!
Oh my gosh, why are you yelling?
Because it's not done.
Better Than Ezra with Rosalia from New Orleans, Louisiana. It's a great band. Before that, we had Everclear's with Santa Monica. What do you think of those two songs?
All right.
Excellent. Excellent. I have some a thing that I always... I don't know that I always thought this. I used to think this about Everclear art. From Portland, Oregon. Art Alexakis? I don't know how to say his last name. Anyway, I remember him being older, right? Like older than the typical rock artist at the time. I think he was 33 when that song came out. That was their first big hit. The band formed when he was 29, and I remember thinking, man, that guy is old. But I was like, I don't know, 19 maybe when I heard this. And I thought, you can't start a band at 29. That's insane. But apparently you can. What? Is there something?
No.
Something that you know?
I'm being wrong.
Oh.
Miscalculated that one.
Miscalculating. Good job. All right. So that's a pretty good start, I would say. We'll do a... How about we do one more song before we take a quick break?
Okay.
What do you say?
Sure.
Let's hear some PJ Harvey. This is Down by the Water.
I lost my heart under the bridge to that little girl. So much to me. And now I moan. And now I holler. She'll never know just what I found. That blue-eyed girl.
PJ Harvey, Down by the Water.
Well, if that doesn't make you nervous.
You didn't like that song?
No!
Oh my gosh. How about, what if I told you that the man himself, Kurt Cobain, said PJ Harvey's first album, Dry, was in his top 20 albums of all time?
That was terrifying.
Well, this is a different album. This is off of To Bring You My Love. Also, you know, it's a good album. It was a good time. All right. What do you say? We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more music.
Okay.
All right, we'll do it. We'll come back in a few. This is Zaniel Yearbrick. This is the 1995 show. We'll be back.
Press the music button.
WTBR. Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Help children and families struggling with mental health and behavioral issues get the treatment they need by booking an equine-assisted team-building session for your organization at Berkshire Horseworks. All proceeds go directly toward funding programming for those at risk. Call Berkshire Horseworks at 413-698-3700 or visit our website, berkshirehorseworks.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
WTBR.
He scares easily. It makes him so angry at me. And his head spins around. It's like The Exorcist, and I find it ever so hard to resist his cries. But there's nothing more sadistic than an infant waving his pistol in my face. He wants me right down on my knees, crumbling in disgrace. He underestimates my mind. I know he's messing with my head. My only weakness is I can't believe the guy could be entirely dead. Can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. Can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. Trigger happy Jack, you're gonna blow, but I'm gonna get off. Before you go, my trigger happy Jack is just a drive-by. Go, go, go. Go, go. And after a while he calms down, and he looks at me like a prince. But I know I better bite the bullet, cause it's just another one of his Jedi mind tricks. But this ain't no head trip, honey. This is a collision on the road, and you got me feeling not just like a roadkill. And you know deep down I know you can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. Can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. Trigger happy Jack, you're gonna blow, but I'm gonna get off. Before you go, my trigger happy Jack is just a drive-by. Oh, go, go. Why do you make me feel like this? Why do you gotta be such a dick? Why do you make me feel like this? Why do you gotta be such a dick? Get off. But I understand him. Maybe I'm just crazy enough.
to love him. Why not?
Why not?
Oh! You can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. You can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. You can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. You can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. You can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being.
That's Poe with Trigger Happy Jack. This is Xennial Yearbook, the 1995 show. Riley, what do you think of that?
It was good.
That was a good time. See? They had good music back then. Way back in the waybacks. Man, that song was all over the radio. And I guess it is all over the radio now. Because I'm in charge of the radio. It's great. I love it. So, what else is going on? Anything exciting?
Me?
With you?
No.
Nice. I guess we'll just get to the part in the show where we play the three songs. And look at you. You're dressed appropriately.
I didn't even think about that.
Right? You got your Smashing Pumpkins melancholy shirt on.
I do.
We are going to play a little bit of melancholy. Three songs. You know it. I know it. What are we going to do? Something you know, something you might know, and then something you'd only know if you really get into that, really dig into the album. We're going to start it off with maybe my favorite song on this album.
Because you're weird and you're not literally listening to anything else off the album.
No, I listen to, anyway, you be the judge. This is Zero.
Just like me. Yeah.
Muzzle by the Smashing Pumpkins off of their
Melancholy?
Legendary double album, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Infinite Sadness. Riley and her Infinite Sadness.
Hey.
Cupid DeLock before that, and then we started off with Zero. What do you think of those songs? I mean, obviously, you're wearing the Melancholy shirt, so you're probably a fan.
I like them a lot.
At least most of them. I like those songs. I never really listened to Cupid, but you know what? It wasn't on.
You're missing out!
It wasn't on the radio. I mean, I believe I had this album at one. I know I had it at one time because I used to use Melancholy, the first song off the first track. The first song off the first disc as my alarm in the mornings when I would get up in the mornings.
In the Navy?
When I was in the Navy.
You were in the Navy?
That's correct. Let's get on to some news. Some 1995 news. What else happened in 1995? Any guesses?
No.
The San Francisco 49ers won their last Super Bowl, defeating the San Diego Chargers 49-14. They smoked them. It was very exciting. Unless you're, you know, a Chargers fan. Then it was less exciting. O.J. Simpson, you heard of that guy?
Yeah.
He was found not guilty. It was a whole thing.
Bro.
It was a whole. I don't want to explain the whole thing, but it was like a big deal. Oh, when I was they interviewed the local news in Chicago interviewed my RDC. They're called RDCs in the Navy, but everyone else knows them as drill sergeants. But it was my recruit division commander. But the local news interviewed him. He was at a barbershop getting his haircut. And I'm like, hey, I know that guy. He was on the news talking about the OJ verdict. Very strange. what else? You know what? Speaking of that very same guy, my RDC, what's his name? Billy J. Hill. I can say his name because he's not listening. He came in one day when we were in boot camp, probably in August. And he said, listen up, recruits. I just got word that Jerry Garcia has died. So we're not going to do any PT today. You know who Jerry Garcia is?
No.
He's the, like, the singer.
Isn't that an ice cream?
For the Grateful Dead. Cherry Garcia is named after Jerry Garcia.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You've got to be kidding me. There's no way.
That is not the point of the story.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Are you serious?
Yes, that's why they called it Cherry Garcia.
I just came up with that.
No, they came up with that apparently a long time ago. Like Fish Food is named after the band Fish with a PH.
No.
Are you new here?
What else is there?
There's a the next time we go to Ben and Jerry's, I will point out all of the flavors that are named after people. I mean, obviously, Stephen Colbert's Americone Dream. You know that. Yeah, there's other ones.
He gets that every single time.
Because it's literally the best flavor. But anyway, back to my story. I digress back to my story. Q1 Hill comes in, says, we're not going to have any PT today because Jerry Garcia has died. Turns out, Jerry Garcia did die the night before. But that's not why we didn't have to exercise, because it was too hot. It's what they call a black flag day, so you can't exercise anyway.
With that band?
No, it was too hot in Chicago in July or August to exercise outside. So they said, nobody exercises outside. That was it. That's my story. Cool story, bro. Back to the music. Oh man, this is one of my favorite songs. Two of my favorite songs of this year. You guys are getting a real treat. This one is Collective Soul. You ever heard of them? All right, good. This is December.
Why drink the water from my hand? Contagious as you think I am. Just took my son towards your domain. You can't run it over again. Downs.
follow me to higher ground. Lost at just where I am. Don't throw away your basic needs, ambience and vanity.
Spin me out. Don't worry about. Don't speak about. Turn your head now, baby. Just
That's Pizza Cutter by Letters to Cleo. Before that, we had December by Collective Soul. What do you think of those?
Not bad.
What do you think? Oh, not bad.
This is way better than that weird year you did full like prog rock.
A whole year of prog rock? I don't recall any of that.
It's terrible. It's the worst.
What are you going to do?
Not good.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I got something special lined up for you today, Riley. What is it? It's another game.
Great. I love games.
What's it called? It's called... I guess it's called Who Are You? Or Who Am I? It's one of those games where I, you know, give you four clues. You get to guess who the mystery person is. Think you can handle that? This person was famous in 1995. On to the first clue. First clue. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this person was had graduated from Yale Law School in 1973. No using your phone. Put your phone down.
Hey, geez.
Put it down. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers. You need another clue?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Turn that.
Law school. Wait.
Turn the who down.
Is it the guy who got the RV?
The guy
who didn't get the RV.
Clarence Thomas? No. Clarence Thomas?
Law school. Is it Judge Judy?
Hang on.
Listen, he's over there.
That is the wrong answer. All right. Clue number two. This person won two Grammys. He won his second Grammy for a reading of his autobiography called My Life. He won that in 2005.
Wait, no.
No. It's in English. It's My Life.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No guesses?
I don't think I know this guy.
Number three. This person was elected governor of Arkansas in 1978.
Oh, the guy from The Terminator.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Was he governor?
Not of Arkansas. He's governor of California.
Oh. Makes more sense.
Last clue. This person was the 42nd president of the United States.
Donald Trump?
And his wife also ran for president.
Oh, it's Bill Clinton.
It is Bill Clinton.
Yay.
Oh, that's the wrong button. Nice job.
That's never okay to do.
Well, that's fun. I just like to mix up the games. You don't want the same game 60 times in a row. Anywho, right now we'll get back to... Well, see if we can take a break. Then we'll get back to the music. This is Zenino Yearbook on 89.7 WTBR FM in Pittsfield. This is the 1995 show. We will be right back.
Here we go again.
Excellent!
I demand more!
89.7 WTBR FM. Pittsfield.
Let's have a party.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Hey water lovers, this is Leslie Gabriel, your water ambassador, host of And So It Flows. Our water music and water culture brings water outside the cup. Moisten your ears every Tuesday at 2 p.m. here at WTBR 89.7 FM. Love your water.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Press the music button.
WTBR.
Oh, here you are.
Long Way Down by the Goo Goo Dolls, Buffalo's own, the Goo Goo Dolls. This is, my gosh, are you okay?
I'm good.
This is Daniel Yobuck. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Riley, do you need to go to urgent care?
No, I was all making right. sure my phone didn't crack.
Oh, well, that's the important thing. This is the 1995 show. That was Long Way Down by the Goo Goo Dolls. Do you remember what movie that was featured in?
No.
You've seen it.
Seen a lot of movies.
You are 14. You've seen a lot of movies. Twister. It's on the Twister soundtrack.
Hmm.
Which is, I don't know. Came out a long time ago. Came out in 96, I want to say. But anyway, yeah, we're at the home stretch. So we're going to play a little bit of Primus. We're going to play a little Supergrass. But before that, we're going to kick it off with a little bit of Sponge. My first concert. Did they play this song at the concert? You bet they did. This is Molly.
See you naked in the bath. Cigarette stains on your hands. Wilted flowers in a vase. I ask, how are you? Yeah, how are you? Candles down the drain. Down the drain. Down the drain. Yeah.
wrench, shows them off to all her friends. One day you know that beaver tried to leave her, so she gave him up with cyclone fast. Along came Lou with the old babbles and recognized that smell. It smelled like seven legs. That beaver ain't got a and he traveled with the carnival shows. Ran bump cars, sucked cheap cigars, and he candied up his nose. He got wind of the big brown beaver, so he thought he'd dig himself a peek. But the beaver was quick, and he grabbed him by the kiwis, and he ate his boy.
Primus with Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver. Before that, we had 16 Candles. Actually, it's Molly. Parentheses, 16 Candles. Close parentheses. By Sponge. What do you think of those?
Not bad.
Not bad. Yeah, that's fun. It's fun stuff. Primus, they're touring next year with A Perfect Circle. But they're not really coming anywhere near us. They're going to be in, like, New Hampshire and New Jersey. It's fine. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Not go, I guess. Yeah. So what else happened? What else is going on? Top TV shows from 1995. Let's see if you've heard of any of these shows. Riley, number 5, The Single Guy.
No.
I don't even remember that show at all. Number 4, Caroline in the City. Nope. Number 3 is Friends. Yes. Number 2 is Seinfeld, of course. Number 1, ER. Yes, but that's not even the show I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about my favorite show.
911, season 8.
Every teenager's favorite show back then, My So-Called Life, starring Claire Danes and Jared Leto.
Thought it was Jared Leto.
We thought it was Leto. Is it Leto or Leto? The guy from 30 Seconds to Mars?
Oh, him.
Same guy.
I think it's Leto.
He also played the Joker in the Suicide Squad movies. No. Yes? Yes.
No, he gets around.
He's, you know, he's big into being big, I guess. I guess. That's it. Yeah, we were all about My So-Called Life. It was huge. 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 Anyway, it's a good show. Check it out. It lasted one season, because that's what happens with good shows. They cancel them. It's probably around on the interwebs. All right, we got a couple more songs. Why don't we listen to a little British band across the pond? We'll listen to some Supergrass.
Higher and higher. Well, I know, and I need, and I feel we're going higher.
Tripping Daisy from Dallas, Texas with I Got a Girl. Before that, we had All Right by Supergrass. What do you think of them?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? See, I'm telling you. It's all hits in 95. It's all bangers, as they say. Although, if you said it back then, they'd think you were talking about sausages or something.
What?
Like bangers and mash? It's a food?
No, it's not.
Speaking of bangers and mash, that's the show, everybody. We got one more song to go.
So it's not the show, everybody.
Well, we're going to sign off. We're going to play one song, and the show is going to end. From a band, the reunion is official. Tickets are on sale right now. Are we going? I don't know. This is probably going to be $1 million.
Plus, I thought they were all sold out.
No, so... No.
Wait. Shut up. I'm being ridiculous.
No, so these tickets...
You're talking
about
not My Chemical Romance, because I just realized we're doing 1995.
I'm not talking about My Chemical Romance. So they're only playing in, near us, they're only playing in New York and Toronto. So we got to figure that out if we want to even go.
Father.
This is Oasis.
Obviously.
It's a long, we're going to end it on a long song with Champagne Supernova. Or as they say, Champagne Supernova. I don't know why. Someone tell me why British people end sounds, the A sound with er.
It's like supernova.
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 Anyway, hit
Nova.
Us up.
Nova.
Anyway, yeah.
That just sounds like er.
Hit us up on Threads. Let us know. And yeah, this is Zenio Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
We'll get you next week.
Strange, where were you while we were getting faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky. Up the dawn and ask why. A dream, a dream.